Broadcasting live from the CAF studios in beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona. Rosie on the house here with Misty Warner of Warner's Nursery in Flagstaff, and also hooked up to Mr. John Jay down in the valley. So any landscape gardening question you've got about any place in Arizona, we got you covered.
And we're bringing, before we get to another guest out of Prescott, we're going to bring Jessica into the conversation from Wickenburg. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi, this is Jessica, and thank you for taking my call. But I just love to talk about this vine that is just beautiful. And I have a question about it, too, though. It's called Queen's Wreath. And when I tell everybody what it is, they've never heard of it. And it just grows beautifully here in Arizona. And I've seen it here and there, but not as much as I would like to see it. And like I said, it's a vine. And it starts off, loves the sun, and I have it planted where it hits the morning sun and the afternoon and the noon, and then it just thrives. But it has heart leaves that are hearts, and then the vines are kind of reddish color, mm-hmm. and if they start turning brown, that means they're a grayish color. That means they're going to
any idea what
it goes dormant in the wintertime.
It
completely dies to the ground, even here in the valley.
It does. Well, mine hasn't died. I always cover it with something.
And it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt it. That's how it's intended to grow. It's not that uncommon here, but a lot of people just don't like a vine that goes away completely. And they want something that's more evergreen. But it is a vigorous, fast-growing. It grows, ours. We have one at the nursery, and it's already 6 or 8 feet tall again after going completely dormant and down to the ground. It comes in, anywhere from white to pink to dark red in colors. And you can generally find it at most nurseries. Now, I don't know how it would do since it dies to the ground here. At higher elevations, I'm not sure. Misty could probably address that. But it's pretty common here, at least in places where people have a place they don't mind having a vine that kind of disappears.
I don't ever see that vine. I've never actually heard of it. So I think it's lower elevation.
It's probably not, because it goes completely dormant. Actually, more than dormant, it just dies clear to the ground here. It probably wouldn't tolerate the cold.
We started off taking calls in Tucson. We've taken calls on Wilcox. We talked about the White Mountains.
Wickenburg,
Maricopa. And depending on where she is, if she's on the north end of Wickenburg Ranch, she's in Yavapai County.
But that's right.
We've covered Coconino, just about every county but Yavapai. So we can't end the statewide broadcast without bringing in somebody from Prescott, which we have online with us. Chris Wellborn of Ascente Landscaping here to join the conversation. Thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning, sir.
You're welcome, guys. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Good. And that Queen's Wreath, just to let you know, from our Yavapai County environment, we have experimented with that before. And as Mr. Harper said, it is a little too cold up here for it. During our winters, it dies back, but it will kill the plant, and it does not survive our winters.
Now, could you go a little farther south around Peoples Valley, Yarnell? Is that low
possibly
enough there?
Could. If I remember correctly, I think it said it was hardy down to about 20 degrees or so. So, and we often get well below that, in our winter lows at night. So,
Chris, I was spending a week in Prescott about a month ago, and the whole town was alive with color. What was all that pink and white blossoming trees? I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous.
We had a very warm winter and early spring, and what you saw, Rosie, was our flowering plums, which were those wonderful pink flowers, and then the flowering pears came right after that with our white flowers. And those have all now, the flowers are gone, and we have the nice green leaves. But now we have this beautiful, another shade of pink coming through with our red buds. And we have red buds throughout the Prescott area right now. And those are those deep pink fuchsia-colored buds out on the trees. And it's gorgeous right now.
coming out of a very mild winter, is there any additional care that's going to be required?
Well, we've started turning on our irrigation systems a little bit earlier this year than we typically would because it has been so warm. This past week, we did have some freezing overnight. We dipped down into the low 30s and high 20s. But we have had water on, a little bit earlier this year than we typically would due to the warm temperatures.
That wraps up our Landscape and Garden Hour. We had the experts from Prescott Valley with Chris Wellborn of Vicente Landscaping, Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. Y'all have a little event going on a little bit later today at Harper's Nursery?
We do today and tomorrow. The Desert Valley Orchid Society is having their big orchid show and plant sale, and today's hot dogs and horticulture, so free lunch at noon today, too.
And then Misty with Warner's Nursery on Butler. Are you heading to the nursery now?
I'm actually heading down to the Verde Valley to visit our growers after this.
And then we're bowling together tonight.
That's right, and then heading to Phoenix to go
for the Arizona Nursery's bowling event.
That's right. I'll see you there, Jay.
All right.